I'll get that big pile of gold, and you can have a nice pile of bananas, all right?
Bananas. Oh, I see. Because I'm a monkey, I must love bananas, right? That is a vicious stereotype.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas. I'm a monkey. Don't be ridiculous. I just don't like you saying it.
Self-predict that's going to take in $100 million this weekend.
All right. Brian, the movie guy. I was talking with Brian earlier. He's very excited about this. And I warned him, usually when I'm excited about movies, you come in with your cold, wet blanket.
I come in and shut it down.
What do you think?
You know what? This is a not-so-wonderful Wizard prequel.
What did I tell you? I warned you an hour ago.
And I'm glad we're reviewing it right now, because if I went another week, I'd probably give it even a worse grade.
Oh, my goodness, really?
I'm going to give it a C-plus right now. It's more aptly titled Oz the Good, but not quite great and somewhat visually powerful, but that wouldn't fit on the poster. So it's a family-friendly adventure, and there is some fun stuff in it. I'm glad you played the Zach Braff clip, because he's the best part of it, as the flying monkey. And I would have rather seen him as Oz. I think James Franco is miscast. He was their third choice. They were going to go with Robert Downey Jr., he couldn't do it. They were going to go with Johnny Depp. He couldn't do it. So they went to James Franco. And it's kind of evident that he doesn't have that kind of swindler with a heart of gold charisma that those other two had. And that's kind of lost in this movie. Zach Braff, I think, would have been great for the role. It is family friendly. There's not too much that's scary in it, but it whiles away most of its 2-hour running time. It's actually over 2 hours, 2 hours and 7 minutes, with this all these visuals that we've seen a million times before. I get what you can do with computer animated stuff now. You know, you can make mountains, you can make plants look at you, you can make flowers talk and sing, and I get it. I've seen it. But this movie is just too darn long, and if you're thinking about taking your kids, you're going to lose them at the hour mark, for if you don't lose yourself.
Brian Calvert, are you okay?
I'm sorry.
I can't speak.
You're making him cry.
The best part, though, is the opening, like, 15 or 20 minutes, which is the aspect ratio is smaller compared to the big screen. It's all black and white. It takes place in Kansas. That's some of the best stuff. Once you get to color, it's just like, okay, we've been here and done it. So I'm going to give it a C+. If you want to take your whole family, you know, it's going to be really expensive because it's 3D on the big screen. I say a movie like this that's just above average, there's no place like home when you're going to watch it.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait for the DVD.
Yeah.
Now what are you
going to
do,
Brian,
this weekend, Brian?
I'm still going to go see it, Brian, the movie guy.
A lot of people are.
Okay, out of time. Dead Man Down is also new for the weekend. Anything to say about
Dead
that
Movie
one?
Down. It's not going to make any money.
You can find out more at BrianTheMovieGuy.com. Have a great weekend, Brian.